Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So now Knicks flushed, in some trouble, down he goes, Max Crosby, Max is back and making an impact, Jackson, here comes the pressure, and guess who, Max Crosby.
Atwell on the move, Williams the back, the get by Jett, oh, he's walked up the middle, hit hard on the play, Butler, Matthew Butler and others, Crosby met a mill.
That was a lovely Max Crosby montage, except for that whole the Bears are facing him thing. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, as we are live from Old Crow here in Wrigleyville. You have to be present, but Cubs wild card tickets, if they play at home, are part of the deal today. We are giving away three pairs, but you have to be present to win, so come out and see us. In the meantime, we are also filling in for Spiegel and Holmes. They are on their way to Vegas, and we shift gears to Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, Bears. Should we start with the injury report, just so people know what's going on?
Sad. Like, yes. We're all
well. That's why. Well, I'm looking at the injury report. No, how about that?
That is not Bears. That's more like
sad Bears.
Yeah, okay. The Bears now frowning again. Mark,
I knew this would happen.
All right, go ahead. Today's Thursday.
Yes.
Second day of practice. Mark is with us. Normally he'd be at House Hall.
Hello.
Chris Enma's holding it down. So shout out to Chris Enma, not practicing today.
Oh boy.
T.J. Edwards with a hamstring, yeah. Kyler Gordon with a hamstring, Grady Jarrett with a knee, Colston Loveland with a hip, and Darnell Wright for the second straight day, not practicing with an elbow.
Hold on. What was all that Colston Loveland wasn't that bad talk?
Well, I would
he hope left he, the game with the same hip injury, right?
Here's the thing. Not that bad could also mean he's only going to miss one game, if that turns out to be the case. I would qualify that as when it is your rookie first round, your prized possession of the rookie class. If I hear that he's only going to miss one game because of an injury early in his career, I would consider that to be a not that big of a deal situation.
How much do you think that might have to do with the fact that there is a bye following, so that's a 2-week break to
with
get
all
better
of these guys? We were talking about that exact same thing as we were watching on the sidelines, including Clay Harbor, who will be with us here at 5 o'clock. That was the conversation, like why, you know, maybe buy an extra week, but this game is huge. You know what I mean? Doesn't this game feel, now you get that little taste of the win. The Bears cannot fall back to 1-3. They cannot not build on what they did last week. I'm not saying it would be all for naught, but there's been too many, and I'll stop saying this after a while, too many false starts for the Bears throughout the years, even within the Caleb Williams era.
Well, it's not just that. It's the concept of, it sounds so cliche, especially in the NFL. You know exactly what percentage it is. You know exactly how much it's valued numerically. But there is a massive difference between being 500 at 2-2 and then 1-3. Frankly, it says a lot about your team in a very simple way. So those are the lists of who didn't practice. Then there's the group who was limited.
Jalen Jones, the defensive back, limited for a second straight day with a hamstring injury. DeAndre Swift, we, of course, know he was limited last week with a quad injury. This time, it's a hip injury, which has him limited for a second straight day. Good news, Cole Kmet was limited with a groin injury on Wednesday. He practiced in full today. And DeMarco Jackson, who had been dealing with a hamstring injury, has now practiced 2 days in a row in full.
I'll
so there's some positive there.
Yeah, and I'll give you a little bit more positive. You know, DeAndre Swift seemed like he was okay. I mean, obviously he wasn't out there today, but in talking to him, That's what I was inferring, that he should be okay. Same thing with, and I know we don't usually think about the depth guys, but we have to, with Jalen Jones. You know, and I had a quick conversation with him. He gave me the, I'll be fine. Like, I'm not taking that as rote to not reporting anything, but sometimes you could just tell. So the guys that are limited, I'm feeling pretty good about. But the other guys, it's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, when you have a practice on the Thursday, I'm feeling pretty doubtful for the list of guys that you said didn't practice.
Well,
today. Except for maybe Grady Jarrett, because he's pulled this a couple of times.
Yeah, Grady's a veteran. If he feels like he feels, he knows how to do his job. My thing is this.
I don't think he's on the Jimmy Graham practice schedule or the Mercedes Lewis practice schedule.
We're not there yet.
Grady's got the resume. We understand he knows what's best for his body.
I always thought that the Mercedes Lewis, they should have just put, he's not practicing today because he's 40, and we'd all be fine.
Or
with
old.
DMP
yeah.
old. Or no, get that in the basketball box score.
Greg 40. Popovich.
Sitting out 40.
So here's the concern with this. The TJ Edwards and the Kyler Gordon, I can live with because I didn't really expect to see them until after the bye week.
Right.
But the Darnell Wright is concerning because, as we heard just moments ago here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody broadcasting live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville, come and see us, is this. Max Crosby is a problem. Max Crosby equals max protection. And what I see when I see Darnell Wright not practicing on a Thursday, as you just mentioned, Mark, is, well, who's the next man up? And that's where things get interesting, because at last count, as I've been trying to keep track of things, Theo Benedet was the next man up. And that seems problematic to start with.
He was the guy who relieved Darnell Wright during the game.
Important
on
to note.
Sunday.
Yep,
yeah.
That is true. So what's more alarming, the fact that Darnell Wright could miss the game, or that your second round rookie does not appear ready to be the one to step in? And a guy, Theo Benedet, who's Theo Benedet? Theo Benedet, the undrafted rookie free agent here, is possibly going to, or not a rookie, he is possibly
going to start second year.
So really, what's more concerning that he's moved, unless Benedet is this revelation that I still don't know about, that he's more than they ever expected him to be. It's a little concerning to me that we're not hearing Trapillo's name more.
Are you kidding? It goes back to what happened before that loss to the Lions, where when we're looking at the inactives and the healthy scratches, why is your high second round pick not available to play? Those guys should be part of the team in a regular basis. And that was not something we saw. It absolutely is a concern. As far as the respect given to Max Crosby, it is plentiful and it is valid. Let's start with our guy, Brian Baldinger, the analyst for Odyssey, on with Mully and Haw, talking about how the Bears will have to try to protect themselves from that man.
You've got to have your tight end over there. You got to send it back over there. You can't do these chalkboard protections where you slide the line to the left and you put the back and the tight end on Max. He'll destroy both those guys. But you got to chip him. You got to slow him down on his way to the quarterback. He can bend underneath, you know, Darnell Wright or, you know, Braxton, is just as well as anybody in this whole business. We call it a ghost move. He can ghost you as well as anyone. But honestly, all he wants to do is get to the quarterback. And he just wants to get a paw on the quarterback, whether the ball's released or not. He wants Caleb to know that he's there every play. And so you better game plan every single play. If you leave him one-on-one with either one of your tackles right now, he's going to beat him. I mean, it's just that simple. So you better have a plan every single play, because he's going to get to Caleb, and he's going to get him on the move and chasing him. And then sometimes bad things can happen when your quarterback is running for his life.
Yeah, I don't think it's even sometimes. Like, if you're facing the Bears and you're trying to scheme this up, you're making sure Max Crosby is facing whoever you think can block him the least, wherever he thinks he can get in. And as we've seen, you know, we saw very few bad decisions out of Caleb Williams against the Cowboys. But in this case, you know, you probably aren't looking at a sack-free game, number one, mm-hmm. which should be fine. And then number two, what happened in that interception he threw against the Lions? Flushed out of the pocket, chased down. He knows how to hear the footsteps. He's familiar with that. Tried to make something happen downfield, and it ended up getting picked off. That was a chain reaction of events there. But it started because of the rush at the line of scrimmage.
Let me just start with what you guys were just talking about to describe the situation, a.k.a. you said it was quote-unquote concerning. No, 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 no. That's not strong enough language. It is terrifying. And here's why it's terrifying. Because of what you just heard Brian Baldinger say and how he described Max Crosby.
Ghost
the
move.
Idea, yeah, like everyone's been ghosted sometime. You don't want to see a Bears tackle get ghosted in Las Vegas on Sunday. And I'll say this. For this specific matchup, the idea of Theo Benedet being sought out by Max Crosby has to have everyone holding their breath, clutching their pearls, and just hoping that something happens where that's not the case.
Well, that's also why the tight end health is so important in this. You want 5'8" Kyle Manungai on the edge, or do you want Cole Kmet and or Colston Loveland helping out when they can?
You just heard what Brian Baldinger said about if you just go try to get a running back to help out there, he's going to destroy both the running back and the tight end.
Also, we're acting like left side of the line is fine.
Yeah, and here's the
it's not necessarily.
Yeah, Braxton Jones.
Here's the other part with assuming or hoping that Colston Loveland is healthy and he's in there blocking with Cole Kmet. It's probably going to look a lot like what they did against Minnesota, as in not a whole lot of targets for the tight ends because the tight ends are going to have to stay home. So that's going to affect the repertoire that Caleb Williams has. And one of the best parts about last week, maybe the best part about it, is, as we've talked about, 9 different people caught footballs from Caleb Williams last week.
What we probably don't do enough is we probably do not talk enough about the concept of making a team one-dimensional. And when you already know, and we'll get into this a little bit later on our show, when you already know the Bears have a tendency to be that way because their run game is not as established, this doesn't help. It doesn't help. Let's hear from Ben Johnson as to what he had to say, because he opened up, as you said in the preamble, Marshall, when it came to understanding who he's facing in this Raiders team.
Man, really good team that we're about to face here this week. Got a lot of respect for their playmakers all across the field. I mean, defensively, obviously, it starts with Max Crosby there. He's, in my opinion, a top 5 player in this league on defense and probably doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. He's all over the place, relentless, high motor, and you got to account for him and know where he's at every single snap or else he'll get you. And he wrecks drives. That's what he does.
Every single snap, because unlike what we've seen with Montez Sweat being maybe not out there all the time, whether it was this administration or the last one that ran the Bears, Max Crosby, you have to drag him off the field. He's like, another down on the field means another chance for me to get a sack.
Also, you can know where he is and he's still going to do what he wants. Like, he's that good. That's the other part of this.
Yeah. It's
like,
point.
I see you. Now I see you tackling me. Now I go down. Boom.
It's like the only guy anybody in that went to the podium or was in the locker room mentioned. Like, what about their dude? Max Crosby. You got me. Never mind Devin White, the linebacker. Never mind Jeremy Chin out of Southern Illinois. I gave him a few Bears, I think, a few years ago.
Saluki.
He was a Saluki. But, yeah, I mean, he is the guy that you need to stop, and it's going to be very interesting to see how they go about it.
Well, the one thing I will say is Ben Johnson, the man that just spoke, that's why they pay him all the money. Scheme it up. Well, scheme it up.
And I think he might need to rely on a guy who wears number 2, DJ Moore, who talked to you, Mark Rohde, about
others,
facing
yeah.
the man, Max Crosby.
Ben talked about Crosby being maybe one of the more underrated players, or not talked about, but he views him as, I think he said, top 5 defensive player in the league.
Uh-huh.
What sort of challenges does he bring each week, especially when you watch him on tape?
He doesn't get tired, and I mean, his effort just speaks for itself. He's always around the ball or hitting the quarterback, so I mean, that's a challenge in itself.
He doesn't get tired. I mean, that is, obviously he probably at some point in time does, but that is like, that's a big deal thing. I mean, that's why you bring in the other. I mean, plenty of times working on the sidelines when I did for the Chicago Bears and seeing, you know, Khalil Mack have to come, you know, get down and, you know, just really let it out and let him, you know, breathing heavily and all that kind of stuff. So that's a big deal for sure.
I'm picturing it. It's scary in my head.
What, Max Crosby
yeah.
or Khalil Mack coming over on the sidelines?
Well, Khalil Mack, now, he was when he was here, that was everything.
2018, that's for sure.
That might be the best way to kind of visualize what we're preparing to see on Sunday.
Are you guys with me on the fact that maybe the most effective way to slow down Max Crosby is to attack Max Crosby through the running game? I mean, we haven't seen evidence that they can do it through 3 games, but this seems like the next natural step in Ben Johnson's offensive development for his team?
So if you're trying to establish something, we know their outside zone better, right? So that's probably what you're trying to do. Theoretically, a misdirection that would throw somebody off at the line of scrimmage to open up space for hopefully a healthy enough DeAndre Swift to be able to run. There's a lot of ifs that have to go into that scheme. Do we have the coach to do it? Yes. But trying to figure out how that gets neutralized with a guy who can also reverse field pretty well and chase after people in Max Crosby, I don't know. That's a lot to ask when we haven't seen the running game established in the way they wanted it to be established.
But, Marshall, yes, though, too, with any edge rusher or defensive end that can get to the quarterback, the idea is always to go right at him, whether blocking, running right at him, get him on his heels as opposed to the opposite. So that is part of what guys will tell you.
The other part too is if you're double teaming him, somebody else eats.
Hopefully that's the idea.
No, but that still means that you're accounting for another factor where somebody else comes free because you're devoting extra resource to him. And so that's the other part of this. Saw that happen the Montez Sweat year where he did have the 10.5 sacks. Everybody had to devote resources to him on the other side. And so other Bears were able to get in on that on the pass rush.
As we continue the conversation about Max Crosby and his potential impact here on Raheem Harrison Grody, I do have a question for you guys because we had so much fun with this in the other segment talking about over-unders. Over under 1.5 Max Crosby sacks.
Ooh,
go.
That's good. I'm going to go under.
Under 1.5?
Which means he could have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
I think if I told you, hey, we're signing up for one sack from Max Crosby on Sunday, you would take that.
That's pretty good. I'm not saying he's not going to like affect the game in other ways.
QB hits. And,
yeah, all that stuff. But, I mean, I am going to go the under.
You taking the under, Layla?
No. I think it's probably two if Darnell Wright isn't healthy especially.
Yeah, the Theo Benedet thing really does. I mean, we're going to find out together if he is this revelation.
Yeah, like this is for real. Like, and we remember what happened last year when they put in an inexperienced offensive lineman in Karan Amagaji. It did not go over particularly well.
That was a different situation because that was his first time ever taking an NFL snap in a much more hostile environment than what they're going to face. I really think the Bears are going to have a home field advantage in Las Vegas.
Well, according to the ticket sales, it sounds like the crowd is 50-50. Raiders and Bears. 217 says, Crosby had one sack and a couple of tackles against Washington. Why do you think he's going to kill Caleb?
Did they not hear the part about Theo Benedet?
I mean, also, the Bears tell you how they feel about Max Crosby. Forget about us. Listen to the team that has to face him.
You guys want to hear some of these numbers that you were just talking about, the crowd and
yes,
what's being expected
yeah.
out there? Check this out. The Raiders-Bears crowd Sunday at Allegiant Stadium is expected to be 50-50 per Vivid Seats. The game is the most in-demand NFL game of the week with an average selling price of $523 and a get-in price of $294. Fans are traveling an average of 993 miles for the game. Hashtag Vegas.
Gee, if only we knew some people who were there. Oh, that's right.
They're en route.
Yes, the afternoon
show. Doing their show. They
yes.
get to go to Vegas.
Did they make their flight? That's what. Do we know if they made their flight?
Yeah, we got to find out if the afternoon. Oh, they did make their flight. All right. Well, okay. That is good to know.
You're welcome for doing your show so you guys could go have fun.
For yeah. 5 days
they,
or whatever.
They didn't even stick around for transition. That's how badly they wanted to ditch us.
Yes, yes. And the text line is angry about it as well.
Uncool, guys. Yeah, well, on a plane.
On a plane.
They're probably on their third cocktail. Well, we're out here working like we do. We're the worker show, aren't we?
The worker bees?
Yeah, we're the worker bee show. That's right.
That's us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.